It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Well,
over that river and through them woods, to FM Talk we go.
You know, we're really not going anywhere. We're at Roxbury Farms now.
Right, Aunt Belle, but we're using this music because, you know, we were on the river, so we're playing over the river. And I think it still fits in 2024.
Well, technically we moved off the river, over the river.
And we're not in the woods. We're in the country.
One more time. Why did we move?
I heard Jolene say it's because the river house was way too big and she got tired of cleaning it.
I didn't say it exactly like that, but you're not wrong.
Personally, I'm glad that we moved up to the farmhouse. I have always loved it up here.
Well then, let me ask you why I'm being disenfranchised, because I ain't getting no vote.
Vote?
There was no vote. Jolene made that decision.
Thank you, John Bell. Yes, it was my decision to make. I decided to do some holiday shows, and I knew we'd need a lot more space.
Just look how big our new studio is. Everybody has their own space.
I love it.
Just because we have a bigger studio doesn't mean everybody has to be in there all the time.
I think it's very luxurious.
We've got a martini bar and a coffee station.
That's right, Jim. Don't be such a killjoy.
Me?
And annoying.
What do I do that's so annoying?
You're doing it right now.
I thought all of you would be thrilled about the upgrades.
I think Jim's just disappointed because he wanted his own tiny house for when he pulls an all-nighter.
When have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
I work way longer hours than any of you.
There ain't none of y'all got more seniority than me.
That is not true.
I've been here just as long as y'all have.
Yeah, you've been hanging out for a long time.
Matter of fact, in the beginning, there was a discussion about calling the show the Jolene and Reggie Show.
That discussion never took place.
Well, I may have brought that up myself, but it was a good idea.
Jeez.
Why is it 65 degrees in here?
Jolene's hormonal.
You did not just say that.
Why are you gals always mad?
You gals?
They're
gals.
All hormonal.
Jim Weaver, you don't know the first thing about any of this.
You don't know what you're
think
talking
about.
About.
Oh, come on.
It is so hot.
It has nothing to do with
and
hormones.
Where is the
anybody
blend?
Would
up
be
in here
hot
all
in this
the time.
Place.
Making a
and
picture of our
messing
team.
With the thermostat.
Touch the thermostat.
I have not touched the thermostat.
Look, we can deal with it through New Year's.
I think we can do it.
We're going to pick up some pumpkin spice lattes.
Later, dude.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury players on the way.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome, everybody. Hello. I'm Jolene Roxbury. You know, when the holidays roll around, I get very nostalgic. I think about the things I used to enjoy when I was a kid. We had a big station wagon. I'm sure a lot of you out there did. We had the huge Brady Bunch size station wagon with the wood panel sides and all of that, and the little crow's nest in the middle. We called it the crow's nest anyway, but my mom and dad loved to sing, and my dad can sing. My mom, not so much, but they would sing at the top of their lungs, and when the holidays came around, they would pull all of these really vintage-style Christmas songs out of nowhere for them to duet. It was miserable. We were trapped. Trapped and rolling down the I-65 corridor to visit Grandma. Here's a little taste of what that was like.
And now here's a Roxbury Players holiday classic. Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, listen up.
Hey there, Bunny.
Hi, Dino.
What do you say we sing a little Christmas song for everybody?
That'd be far out, Dino.
Swing it.
Let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Nixon is blitzed and all his reindeer are pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, chickens singing, all is merry and bright.
Christmas chickens.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, making the scene on Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag of groovy tricks to drive the girls and boys insane.
Hear those sleigh bells mingle mangle, what a beautiful sight. Lock your doors and bar your windows, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Last year I got my liquor cabinet.
Couldn't make any martinis.
Oh yeah, Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, that was beautiful, Bunny.
Oh, Dino, you're the tops.
Come that old Saint Nick.
Yes, yes, those long trips in the car. Mom and Dad singing the whole way, making up words, and they would smoke. Mom and Dad both smoked those Winston Golds 100s, right? And they would barely crack the windows. You could see the smoke rolling across the dashboard. Either they didn't know any better, or they were purposely trying to snuff us kids right out. Speaking of kids, how you doing, Jim?
Hey, hey, hey. Doing great. Good to see you as always.
Did you overeat at Thanksgiving?
Whew. Man, I'm still so stuffed I can't see straight.
Yeah, you kind of got the puffy dad belly going on.
You would think it would go down by now, but no. Plus, you know, I've been working on some new holiday jokes for the show.
Yeah, I've overheard some of those.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that.
Nobody wants to hear your dad jokes, Jim.
Super lame jokes every day of the year. They're hella bad now that the holiday's here. Jim Weaver's dad jokes. Super awful bad jokes. Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
Okay, Jim, I don't think anybody can take any more of these dad jokes. They are somewhat endearing, but they're also annoying, so.
They're fantastic. This is awesome stuff. Here we go.
Bless your heart.
Why does Santa always enter through the chimney?
Because that's the way he's always done it. I don't know.
Because it soots him.
What?
It soots him.
Soots him.
You know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Soot. Okay.
All right, Jolene, I got one more for you.
One more.
One more. And then maybe some later. But definitely one more. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Here we go now. Mm. Everybody get ready. Here we go. What is Santa's favorite place to deliver presents?
I don't know.
Idaho. Ho, ho, ho.
You are off the chain. Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
I know, you thought we were done with those in 2023. Sorry.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app? Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Oh.
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Now, it's a phone call from a concerned FM Talk 106.5 host/content contributor.
Hey, Jolene, it's Jeff Poore.
Good to hear from you. Everybody, it's Jeff Poore. His political talk show is on Monday through Friday right here on FM Talk. We love your show, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
What can I do for you? Where did he go? Why does he just disappear like that?
It's his broadcasting style. But you wouldn't know anything about that, I guess.
Earl, don't
style.
Embarrass
Have
me.
Have you heard
Stop
of it?
Stop embarrassing me. He can hear you. You're still not talking. And you brought your own vintage country bed music. What are you doing? I don't even think you listen to the show.
As I recall, your show is fairly ridiculous.
It is. It's a variety hour. It's a break from shows like yours.
My show covers real news.
I know, you cover real news,
the real stuff.
I get it. You didn't have to go out of your way and make a special call. And I'm turning this bed music off. You just called up to tell me my show's ridiculous? We already know that. You're mean.
Don't get upset, Jillian. I'm just giving you crap. I really just called to wish everyone a happy holiday season.
Well, thank you, Jeff, very much. We've got to get back to the show now.
I also want to remind everybody to listen to Jeff Poor weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 9 until noon.
Just had to get that plug in there, didn't you?
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
I am Jolene Roxbury, and the Roxbury Players and I are so happy. We have a lot of fun during the holidays, and we've got a great show for you all the way through New Year's. We're bringing back a lot of your favorites, our brand of phone calls, and our favorite holiday songs. We've got a great show. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder.
The holiday season is here, and our social calendars are filling up quickly. If you're headed out with a group of friends or family, and you know that alcohol will be part of the celebration, be sure to choose a designated driver. Even better, volunteer to stay sober. Designated drivers help save lives and prevent countless accidents simply by stepping up and driving sober. Of course, the most rewarding part of being a designated driver is the knowledge that the people you care about get home safely. They won't get arrested for a DUI, and most importantly, they won't cause harm to someone else by getting behind the wheel intoxicated. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Have a blessed holiday season.
Roxbury.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and I'm very, very glad to have you along with us. And I speak for all the Roxbury players when I say that. We are so happy to be on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. You know, I've mentioned that the 10 years that the show was on the air, we were in a small little syndication in various places around the country. We made a lot of lifelong friends. And two of my favorite people, Larry Whitler and Robin McBlain, I came to know them through WOCA in Ocala, Florida. Two very talented people, musicians, they're artists. And I have no proof of this, but I believe that Robin knows how to grow wicker furniture right out of the ground. And they write and illustrate amazing children's books. The list is long. I want to tell you about the latest book. It's called The Mouse Who Changed Christmas. It's a story about a mouse named Maximilian who lives in St. Nicholas Church in Austria in 1818. And he's going to do everything in his little mouse power to persuade Father Joseph Moore to set his poem titled Silent Night to music. Uh-huh. It's available on Amazon.com right now. The Mouse Who Changed Christmas. So go check it out. And if you order it now, I do believe you'll get it by Christmas. It's one of those books you'll end up reading to your little one, even when it's not Christmas. One of those favorite stories they're going to want to hear over and over again. Oh, also, Robin and Larry perform under the name Robin and the Giant. I guess because Larry's big and tall and Robin is little and cute. So when they found out the show was coming back on the air, they sent us a cute little song. Earl, I know you're in the booth and I need you to play Larry and Robin's song. I would also like you to not speak.
Well, I'm not saying a word, man.
Gosh, I wonder where the giant is.
I told him the recording session was at 2, and it's almost 2:01 already. Oh, that must be him now. Hello, Giant?
Hey.
Giant, where are you? We're supposed to be recording a Welcome Back to the Radio song for Jolene Roxbury.
Is that today?
Yes. Where are you?
I'm at the pool.
Well, get dried off and get down here. John Williams is expensive.
We got John Williams?
Yes.
No accordion?
No, not this time.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Welcome back to the radio, the Roxbury Players and you, dear.
Well, they're singing about us.
Welcome back to the radio, production all-nighters and micro-brewed beer.
Whoa, we got beer?
The bright spot on the dial. Hope you'll stay for a while.
Just try to get rid of
it. Don't make me come in there.
Welcome back to the radio. We love you.
We love you too, dude.
Jolene.
I'm a big fan of John Williams now.
Welcome back to the radio, Jolene, and the Roxbury Players.
They aren't on the air anywhere in Florida, right?
I sure hope not.
That's not funny. They're kidding. They're kidding. They loved this show. What do you think, Jim? You look smug.
See there?
See what?
Reference to my all-night production sessions made it into a song.
They're not referencing...
Why would they sing about it if it wasn't true?
They're referencing my all-night production work, and I like the style of it and the music. Sounds very highbrow.
I like the waltz.
It's a waltz?
It's very Dancing with the Stars-ish.
Stars-ish.
Stars-ish. Oh, whatever.
Roxbury!
You know, last season, one of my favorite parts of the show was when writer, on-air personality, and outdoorsman extraordinaire, John Felsher, gave us a peek inside the wonderful world of reindeer.
Greetings and happy holidays, everyone. This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries. I'm your host, John Felsher. What do we really know about reindeer? I'll be right back with our latest installment.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it. The Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up, we fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vac Master.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries. I'm your host, John Felsher. What do we really know about reindeer? Beyond their sled-pulling capabilities and our fascination with Rudolph's fiery red nose, what do we really know about reindeer? This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries, and I'm John Felsher, your host.
Along with me, Earl T.
It's not widely known that some reindeer migrate longer distances than any other land mammal. A few populations of North American reindeer traveled up to 3,100 miles per year, covering around 23 miles per day. At their top speed, these reindeer can run 50 miles per hour and swim at 6.2 miles per hour. During the spring, herd size can range from 50,000 to 500,000. During winter, the groups are much smaller. When reindeer enter mating season and competition between the bucks begins to split up the crowds. Like many herd animals, the calves learn to walk fast. Within only 90 minutes of being born, a baby reindeer can already run. So, if you're looking for a marathon companion for that cross-country walk you've been contemplating, a reindeer might be a smart choice. This is John Felsher.
Along with Earl T. Dude, I think you had my microphone, like, turned off, man. Why would you turn off my microphone? I mean, you're going to get me in trouble, man.
There's more to come from the Reindeer Diaries, so stay tuned to Jolene Roxbury's Variety Hour Holiday Specials here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2.
I'm Jolene Roxbury, and we're so glad to have you along with us. We are dashing through our holiday episodes. If you're listening to our show for the first time, you've probably discovered that we just have fun here. That's all. We're also glad to be home at FM Talk 106.5. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app, and you can listen to our podcast on demand.
The Jolene Roxbury.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre.
Today, we're going to talk about getting yourself ready for all the holiday stress, like those radio stations that start playing the Christmas music on November 1st. Makes me want to shove jingle bells down somebody's throat.
You know, by the time midnight mass rolls around, I'm ready to kick a bishop out a stained glass window.
One thing that stresses me out more than anything is when my family comes to visit. So look, Sadie has come up with a perfect plan how to stop your family from coming. Having a sudden acute attack of vertigo is a way to keep the family away.
That's right, Estelle. I spend several hours each holiday season splayed out on the floor for no reason.
Right, and you can make it look very realistic by clutching at yourself and grabbing at pictures hanging on the wall on your way down to the floor.
It's just for show, you know, for the family.
Just fake it. Who's it gonna hurt?
I mean, who's gonna know if you have vertigo or not? You don't have to sport a cast or bruising.
You ain't gotta have no stitches, no crutches.
Or anything of that kind.
And no one gets their feeling tight when you tell them to stay the hell at their own house.
Believe me, for keeping the family away, vertigo is the way to go.
However, sometimes we have heard it can backfire on you. A few years ago, all of Sadie's in-laws insisted on moving in with her over the holidays to help her through. All six of Lawrence's sisters.
Oh, it was horrifying. I was smelling menthol more 1000s for a week. The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
My God, the smoke.
Not to mention, I had to have all the living room furniture power washed. They can't do that with certain types of inexpensive leather.
Certain kinds of tobacco smoke and animal excrement will not wash off cheap leather. So in this instance, where unwanted family's concerned, it's never too early to start making your plans for the holidays. We'll see you next time. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre. Join us next time for more tips on domestic bliss.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
I love that. I think it's because it reminds me of some family.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a Sadie and Estelle somewhere down the line, up the line, in a closet, mummified in an old Ford Fairlane, somewhere. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you have landed upon our holiday series of special episodes. We are so happy to have you along with us. We'll be right back.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder.
It's true. There's no place like home for the holidays. And if you plan on entertaining at home this season, it's important to remember it is illegal to serve alcohol to anyone under the legal drinking age. And in Alabama, that's 21. Be smart. Be safe this holiday season.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
Roxbury.
And now, a Roxbury Players Holiday Musical Interlude.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen.
Hey, Miss Belle. How you doing today?
Super stressed. I know you're busy. Do you have time for me?
Yeah, darling.
Alec, baby. He's cooking with fabulosity for me. I'm having people over tomorrow. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Can I bring my bags in? I'm thinking about moving in for the week.
Please do. Alec, baby, you told me how to cook this ham 1,000 times, but I haven't learned. It's burned. I need another one, please. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight. Here, I'll turn on the oven for you, dear.
I'd really rather you not touch that.
Agreed to feed my family, but the only thing I know how to prepare is sweet tea. I have lighted reindeer on the roof, Dasher, Dancer, and Comet. But my husband says my cooking will make everyone vomit. Oh dear. Alec, baby, you have to make me something extreme, like a 6-foot bacon cheese ring.
Boy,
they're always a big hit. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Oh yeah.
Hurry to my kitchen tonight. Please, hurry to my kitchen tonight.
You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. No, seriously, this is it. These are holiday shows. It doesn't get any more holiday-ier than this. Yeah.
Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Welcome into the kitchen, Mr. Alec Naaman.
Hey, Miss Belle, how you doing?
I see you doing fabulously. I'm ready for the holidays. I would like to know how to make something like a pumpkin bread or something with cranberries. Some kind of bread that I can put in those cute little pans.
Maybe a cranberry walnut bread. Something seasonal, something tasty, something that you don't mind putting out for your guests to enjoy. You preheat your oven at 325, position the rack right in the middle of the oven, not too high, not too low, right in the middle.
Yeah, that's where a rack should be, right in the middle. And like Bob Seger said, way up firm and high.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Bob Seger did not do a song about racks.
He did too. Don't you remember that song, Night Moves?
We are not starting out the Christmas season smarmy.
All right. And then, of course, I mentioned you got to have you in one of those 8x4 kind of loaf pans. All right. In the meantime, you get you like 1 tablespoon of butter, a cup of the dried cranberries, 2 teaspoons of some grated orange zest.
I remember that one.
That's the skin off the orange itself where you just scrape the skin.
Would you stifle yourself?
Okay, I'll be quiet. Jeez, you gotta be in this mood the entire holiday season? Whoa.
You need 1 cup of sugar.
Shh,
you
quiet.
Need 2 4 cups of flour, but you don't use it all at once.
I just sit here like quiet, you know?
Then you get your half a
I
teaspoon of salt,
word, man.
1 teaspoon of baking
you
powder,
be quiet.
Half a
I'm
teaspoon
quiet,
of baking
man.
Soda. 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter.
Shut up!
1 large egg, lightly beaten. 1/2 cup of fresh orange juice. 1/2 cup of water. And 1 cup of chopped walnuts. I always like to toast my walnuts first. I put them on a cookie sheet. I lay the walnuts, spread them all out. I heat them up a little bit till the oil start coming out of the walnuts themselves. Brings the flavors, their aromas, all that out of the walnuts. So that when you do mix it in with your bread mixture, and the bread mixture actually picks up the flavor from the oils of the walnut. Besides the crunchy part. So anyhow, I told you to preheat your oven at 325. Okay. I told you to put the rack in the middle of the oven. All right. Well, in the meantime, chop up those dried cranberries. Pretty good. Chop them up coarsely. All right? Just kind of chop them up. And you place them in the saucepan over low heat so you kind of cook them a little bit. You add the orange zest and you add 1/2 cup of the sugar. All right? You heat this up slowly, just to a simmer. Now, everything, just heat this up slowly, stirring to dissolve the sugars. Then you set it aside and let it cool a little bit. In a medium little bowl, you stir together the flour, the salt, the baking powder, and the baking soda. All right? Now, listen, you got to be precise with this baking powder and this baking soda. Otherwise, this stuff will rise so big that you'll need 2 of those pans I told you just to hold it, okay? So don't overuse the baking powder. You really got to be precise with the baking and the baking soda. All right. So anyhow, you mix that flour, salt, baking powder, baking soda together in that little bowl, and you set it aside. All right. Now, in a separate bowl, now you got to get another bowl out, okay? I know you're dirtying up. Yes.
Dirtying up all these bowls. I've got 4 or 5 already. Earl's doing the dishes.
Combine the unsalted butter. Kind of let it come to room temperature so it's really soft and you know, squishy. Combine the unsalted butter and the remaining 1/2 cup of sugar. Beat until it's light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add a beaten egg. Just, you know, I told you to kind of loosely beat that egg. Now you add that egg to that sugar and butter. Stir in about that half of that I told you about you needed that other half of the flour that you weren't going to use at all in the mixture. So that other half of flour that I told you about, you're now going to mix that, and then you began to cool this cranberry. So you stir in this remaining flour mixture, and then into the cooled cranberry mix. You add the walnuts and you stir just to combine the batter with the lump until it's a little lumpy. Spoon the batter into the prepared loaf pan. Bake in the preheated oven for 55 to 60 minutes until you take a toothpick, insert it in the center of the loaf, and if it comes out clean, well, it is done. If it comes out still liquidy, moist, or food's attached to it, well, then it needs to bake just a little bit longer. But when it's done, remove the loaf from the oven, cool it in the pan for at least 5 minutes. Turn it out onto a wire rack and cool completely. Slice and serve. Don't slice it while it's still too hot or you'll squash it.
Wait, you mean smoosh? I got a smoosh, man.
Dear Lord, give me strength.
Thanks so much, Alec. We'll see you next week, sweetheart.
Yeah, darling, we'll see you next week.
Join us right here next week for Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Cha-cha, dolls.
And you know, it's not too late to call Naaman's Catering right here in Mobile, 473-3900, to get on their calendar to come tend your event. Fabulous food, even more fabulous people that come out to help you. Put on a knocked out, delicious spread, and they handle all the cleanup. It's pristine from start to finish, and the best food, hands down. And if you don't have them come out and cater your event, order some delicious hors d'oeuvres or even main dishes a la carte. They will cook it for you, pick it up hot and ready, and tell everybody at the party you cooked it. Yeah, they'll believe that. I tried that once. Call Naaman's Catering here in Mobile, 473-3900. You'll be glad you did. You know, over the last year or two, we've had a lot going on around here at Roxbury Farms, settling in with the new studios and the house, or the houses, I should say. You know, we moved a couple of years ago, and you know how it is when you move. We don't have anything in boxes anymore, but I gotta tell you, I am very, very bad at hiding things from myself. I'll get this brilliant idea. Oh, let me put this here because this location makes sense to me at the moment and I will remember where I put it. That's not the case. And it seems to be getting worse. Really, this time of year, I'm looking for the Christmas decorations. And, you know, things to do with the holidays and specific pieces of bakeware. And no, I don't have my mom's pumpkin muffin pans. We go through that every year. But I hide these things from myself. Or worse, when I'm looking for the misplaced item, I'll walk into a room and just, you know, forget why I'm in there, what I'm looking for. I think something's really wrong with me. You know, a listener wrote in to talk about this very thing. A little condition women of a certain age will start to suffer from. Hot flashes and stuff. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're too young to know what I'm talking about, well, good for you! Sorry about that. Maybe some of you can relate to this. The CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot, always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still
recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm going to retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time,
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here
scissors,
for.
Scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
No, not really, no. If you have not already, download the FM Talk 106.5 app. If you do that, you'll have right at your fingertips FM Talk streaming live, access to over 50 hours of local programming each week. All the podcasts are available, including this show right here, and it's free. The FM Talk 106.5 app, download it right now.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder.
It's true. There's no place like home for the holidays. And if you plan on entertaining at home this season, it's important to remember it is illegal to serve alcohol to anyone under the legal drinking age. And in Alabama, that's 21. Be smart. Be safe this holiday season.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for hanging out with us this weekend and coming along for the first of our holiday specials. What's so special about the holiday specials? Kind of depends on how much cooperation we get from the guys at FM Talk. Sometimes I need their help, their input, and they're not very cooperative. Case and point. Hello.
Hey, Jolene. It's Dalton.
Hey, Dalton. Are you guys still coming up here? You know I need both of you. Just because it's after Thanksgiving, people still cook turkeys on Christmas, and they might need to know how.
I can't make it today because, well, I think I can find something better to do.
Oh, man.
But Dan's coming up there.
Oh, yeah, so I guess he couldn't find anything better to do?
I may have told him he's getting paid for it.
Paid? I'm not paying you guys.
Okay, bye.
Oh, look, everybody, it's one half of Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan gracing us with his presence.
Yay! Hey, Jolene, glad to be here.
I hope you're still glad when I tell you I'm not paying you. Just need somebody from the station to volunteer every once in a while.
Look, I'm glad to help you out, but...
But nothing. Sean Sullivan promised me I'd get some cooperation from you guys. You gotta help me.
Remind me exactly what you need me to do?
Nothing really. Just be on standby to help me. Look at this guy. This is why I don't have guests.
Okay, you gotta squeeze the nose.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
Come on, squeeze the wheeze.
Nobody's doing that. We are on the air.
Hi, everybody.
We're here to cook a turkey. A lot of people cook turkey on Christmas. Show us.
That's right. How to cook a turkey. Okay, so the first thing you do is go buy a turkey.
Got one right here. Right here. Right here on the kitchen counter.
Where was I? Step two, took a drink of whiskey, scotch, or JD.
Good Lord.
Step four.
Nope.
Three, put turkey in the oven. What step are we on?
That was three.
Take another two drinks of whiskey. One.
This is getting out of hand.
Two.
Jolene,
step
look.
To the right and set the degree at 375 ovens. Step three.
Oh, this is four.
Hopefully there are 12 steps involved here.
At least.
More whiskeys of drink. Then on the turvin-o.
Turn the oven on.
On the turvin oven o. Tivy, Tama Ding.
Turn the oven on.
Take four more whisks of drinky.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody drink that fast.
Oh.
Gross.
Then you want to turk the basty and stick it in the thermometer. That doesn't look comfortable. Pour some more whiskey and bake it for 4 hours. Ooh, I think I've been baked for more than 4 hours. Oh, yeah. Take the oven out of the turkey and whoop.
Oh, man.
On the floor.
Jolene.
He dropped the turkey.
Pick him up off the floor.
Nobody can eat that now.
Find someone to tuck the carvey.
We're not going
to
bother carving the turkey. You ruined it.
Should he be handling any sharp objects?
I don't think I trust myself with a knife right now.
Nobody does.
Cut yourself another scuttle of botch and tet the sable. Pour yourself a nice glass of turkey, then gobble, gobble, gobble it down. Then you just bless the saying, pass, and eat out. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Oops, I think he's going down again.
He can't stay there on the floor. Help me pick him up. Stop making me laugh and help me pick him up.
I can't lift him, Jolene.
Where are you going, Dan?
I've got morning show prep to do.
Right. Get back here.
I'll see you later.
You can't stay 1 minute to help. Please don't slam the screen door.
Roxbury!
Hi, Jolene. It's Billy Davis.
Hey, Billy. How you doing? Everybody, Billy Davis, longtime friend of the show.
It's so good to hear you on the air, especially during the holidays. I just get so depressed, you know, when the holidays roll around. You know, now that I'm not working during the day anymore since my accident with the compact disc.
You've got a compacted disc? What happened?
Oh, no, my discs are fine.
Oh, okay. Well, what's wrong?
You mean to tell me nobody told you about the pallet full of CDs that got dropped on my foot?
Oh, compact discs. No, nobody told me about that.
Yeah, came crashing right down off the forklift right on top of my foot.
Oh, that is terrible.
I got all kinds of pins in it, Jolene. It's awful.
I am so sorry. How did this happen?
Well, I was helping out at the neighborhood fall festival. You know, Christopher and I love to help out every year, and it's so nice when fall rolls around. I just love it,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, I was helping them organize the yard sale, and, you know, getting all the items marked and whatnot.
Yeah.
And there's this lady there, and she says, oh, I got the garage full of old Humperdinkles CDs and Tom Jones and Barry Manilows and everything.
Uh-huh.
From back when she's and her husband used to own a music store.
Okay.
Well, I told our homeowners association, ain't nobody going to buy them old CDs. And at hauling them over here, ain't going to be nothing but a lot of trouble and a total waste of time. But she insisted.
Mm.
She said she'd get her brother-in-law to load them up on his forklift and bring them right over.
Mm-mm.
I should have known right there. That is going to be a problem. Because he's 80 years old, Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need to be driving a dang forklift.
No.
I mean, I see him in the yard. He's sitting over there talking to the trash cans and pointing up in the air like he just scored a touchdown.
If he's talking to trash cans, he doesn't need to be driving a forklift. What happened?
Well, let me tell you what happened. Okay. So he comes flying around the corner. He's got this pallet up high on the forklift, way high, full of CDs.
Uh-oh.
And every pine cone he rolls over, the pallet's going back and forth. And finally, look, I'm trying to guide him into the garage, and he rolls into this big old armadillo hole, and the pallet comes down right on top of my foot, the whole thing.
God. Billy, I'm sorry I didn't know about any of this. Are you better?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm much better now, but I can't do a lot of walking, so that's why I had to leave my full-time job at the garden center.
Right.
No, just you get a little bit attached to the plants, to the ferns and the flowers and what have you, and you just... It's like family, and I'd hated to leave anyway. I just have to stay busy or I get depressed about it.
I understand.
I want to come up if that's all right.
Sure.
Okay, sweetie. Well, we'll see you soon.
How soon?
Bye.
Give me a couple of days, heads up. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, we have had a great time with you this first installment of our holiday editions. We are podcastable. If you missed the show this week, or if you just enjoyed it so much you want to hear it again, follow our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You'll be able to stream it live wherever you go. Just stick us in your pocket. Put in your earbuds while you're walking around. Everybody will wonder what's wrong with you. Remember to laugh a little bit more because laughter releases and dolphins will make you feel better. It's true. Meet you right back here next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.